This is Sharon Rosen, your Peaceful Heart Coach, and you're listening to part two of Crazy World, Peaceful Heart. Acclimate to your own rhythms. Humans are naturally rhythmic beings. We begin our existence wedged in under our mother's heart and develop in a watery drum that pulses to that beat. And as infants, we love to be held close to a heart or rocked and bounced and swung. Healthy development actually requires that a baby be moved in different directions so that the vestibular system, which is responsible for finding your place in space, can work most effectively. A baby who is always lying in a crib or pushed in a carriage rather than carried or held close in a sling will not have a fully developed vestibular system. This can lead to balance and concentration problems later in life. We all need rhythmic movement for optimum development and well-being. And now, as adults, we are often locked into a one-directional mode, which is horizontal focus. We're staring at computer screens or out our windshield, and we're leaning forward into our phones and iPads. We are constantly looking out and aiming our bodies and our energies forward. And much of what we are taking in brings a cacophony of dissonant voices and ideas, which really disrupts the natural rhythms that are within us. Life has a tendency to lock us into rigid stances. There are postural habits, emotional assaults, and just plain unconscious patterns that develop over time and become part of our physiology. When do we have a chance to be fluid? When do we take time to tap into our internal rhythms and move through all of the available dimensions of space? Now, if you're a regular dancer or swimmer or yoga practitioner, most likely you are accessing more planes of motion than most routine daily tasks require. So how do you acclimate to your own internal rhythms? There are some core physiological rhythms that occur beneath conscious awareness. For example, your heart beats and pumps blood in a very specific rhythm. And your cerebrospinal fluid, which bathes and protects the brain and spinal cord, has its own subtle yet potent rhythm. It ebbs and flows much like the sea, and can be thrown out of rhythm through the effects of stress or injury. There are emotional and energetic rhythms that all too often get overridden in the course of daily life. The need to be still and quiet gets sacrificed to the rush of work commutes, carpools, and friends that seek a shoulder to cry on. The need to move your body and use your muscles gets sacrificed to that end-of-the-day exhaustion that pulls you to just veg out on the couch. So here's a practice that will help you tune into and recalibrate to your own inner rhythms. Now, they do change depending on your circumstances, so this will also attune you to what your body needs in any given moment. First, I'll lay out the guidelines, and then you'll want to turn this recording off, cue up your musical selection, and enjoy connecting with your body and soul through inner directed movement. So the first step is to pick a piece of music that you enjoy moving to. And once you've chosen that piece of music, cue it up and turn the volume as loud as you can stand it. You want to be able to really feel the rhythms and not just take the sound in through your ears. You want it to affect your body in your cells and in your energy system. And before you actually start moving, don't let the beginning of the music be your cue to move. Wait for a few moments and stand still and let the sound wash through you. And let it move into you until a really authentic prompt to move presents itself. And from that authentic prompt, let your movements begin. And as you're moving to the music, from time to time, if the music is quick, let your movements be slow. And if the music is slow, let your movements be quick. And then you'll also want to play around with articulating different joints and letting the movement just be in one area of your body. For instance, you may want to stop and just let your ankles respond to the sound and the movement. Or perhaps your wrists or your fingers. Maybe your movement comes from your pelvis for a while. See if you can play around with articulating different parts of your body and letting them express movement just for their own joy. And then every once in a while, just stop and stand still and feel the rhythm moving through you and feel the different place that you've come to through the physical movement. Let this be a really joyful and playful experiment in being moved by outer rhythms and then coming back to feeling your inner rhythm. And then when you feel complete, when you feel that you've had enough, turn the music off and just stand or lie still for a while, because the rhythms are still going to be moving inside of you. So just let yourself feel those, respond to them. Some emotions may come up. Let yourself be open to everything that this new sense of fluid, unusual, undulating movement has brought you to.